We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily. Appreciate Kevin Saul for joining us there, and Brian Haney in the first hour. You can always find those on KFHradio.com if you missed any part of those conversations. Tommy, K-State hoops last night, even though it, by what I could tell, never made it onto ESPN Plus like it was supposed to, so we couldn't watch it, unfortunately. Very weird thing that appeared to happen there. But they did a good job. They got down early, actually, to Abilene Christian, which is not good. But then they stormed back, got most of that back. In fact, they got all of it back in the first half and then were very comfortably dominant in the second half on their way to a 17-point win. I think the Vegas line was like 12, so they covered that. They got it done, and it was a different guy, you know, leading the way offensively in David Gasson, who had 23 points on 9 of 9 shooting. They continue to show us, I think, Tommy, and we're beginning to see the, you know, the rotation play itself out, the group of guys that are going to be relied upon here. But in that group, we're seeing other guys step up and some versatility offensively for this team that I do think will be handy for them once we get into conference play.
There's a good amount of talent on this team. We spent some time yesterday talking about the story of Keontae Johnson on this team. And of course, David Gasson and shooting 9 of 9 from the field, 23 points in 33 minutes of action is awesome. But then how about Marquise Noel? Noel, I think coming into this season, we talked multiple times about how he was basically the main known quantity coming back for this team. And at least we knew the talent level that Noel has. He was a couple of rebounds away from a triple-double. 15 points, 12 assists, 6 rebounds. He played great last night against Abilene Christian. And so the fact that they've got, you know, the handful of guys, the couple of guys in Johnson and Noel that you know night in and night out are going to be the leaders of this team. And then you can have other players step up like Gasson and others, you know, who can, you know, from one night to another, maybe they're going to be the leading scorer. Who knows? That gives Jerome Tang a lot of options for production on this team.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast, I think, for them this year compared to what we thought. You know, I don't know where it ends up this year, but I think, you know, look, before this all, and I remember this, like, cautioning people, like, hang tight, because this year we don't know what could happen this year. And this was before Keontae Johnson came in. But it was like, look, everyone's excited about Jerome Tang. How could you not be excited about Jerome Tang? I mean, he literally checks every box you want, has the energy, has been putting in the time with the students on campus to reinvigorate this thing. But it was always a question of, when they lost Nigel Pack, how good can this team actually be? They lost a borderline All-American, right? And they brought in a bunch of guys we don't really know outside of Marquise Noel and Ish Masood. Well, then they get some guys, and then they get Keontae Johnson, and it's like, well, hang on a minute. They actually might be able to be pretty good this year. And it's playing itself out on the court. How good that is, I still don't know. But compared to the unknown, I think this is leaps and bounds ahead of the unknown. I think we know that we're going to get a competitive team. Where they fall into the Big 12, time will tell. Speaking of the Big 12, last night, Texas in the national spotlight against Illinois, a fantastic game, goes to overtime. Illinois and Brad Underwood get the win. Texas looked good, though, and showed out well, just fine. But a big win for the Big Ten, a big win for Illinois and Brad Underwood. The Big 12 is going to be good. That game was great. The Jimmy V Classic brought two good games, I thought. Duke was in the second game. I actually caught more of the Duke-Iowa game than I did the Texas-Illinois game just because of timing and some other things. But good basketball this time of year. I think Texas is still right there where I thought they were, Tommy, which is probably top 10 program. Where in that, I don't know, but somewhere in that, it looks like they're for real.
Yeah, there's a lot of parity this time of year in the top 10. You've got Houston as the number one team in America, Texas at number two. We're going to see teams lose in non-conference, especially depending on the level of competition that they're playing. I think Texas is a really good team. Chris Beard has got a really good program. I said it yesterday. I don't think that they are the number two team in America. They might be right now, but I don't think that we're going to see that long term. Of course, they lost to a really good Illinois team last night, but I think it just shows that there are a lot of really exceptional basketball programs right now. And, it happens this way every single year where you're kind of just jockeying for position in the top 10, at least, where there can be arguments made for a handful of teams, to be number one or to be in the top five. And really things will start to, you'll really be able to know who's, the cream of the crop, who's going to rise to the top in America once you get into conference play. But yeah, Timmy Allen had 21 points. He played he played 40 minutes of basketball throughout regulation and overtime. So he was on the court more than anybody else for the Longhorns and put up 21 points. They've got veterans on that team. We talked about it yesterday, and Tyrese Hunter and, of course, Marcus Carr. So they've got players. Chris Beard has players on that program. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the Big 12. And I think that this conference is interesting because of the level of talent that all of these teams have. And so we certainly didn't project, and I don't think anybody projected, Kansas State to be in this position right now in the non-conference when you look at them compared to all the other Big 12 teams. And that's why I think when you go through all of these teams in this conference, once you get into Big 12 play, I don't know if there's a team in the conference outside of Kansas State that has more intrigue surrounding them. Like, what are we seeing here from the Wildcats and Jerome Tang? Can they compete in the Big 12 once you get into conference play? Can we see them potentially finish in the top half of the Big 12? I don't know. And they certainly have the talent to do so from what we've seen through the non-conference. So, time will tell, but it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think I agree with that. The variety of outcomes is all over the place. And there were a couple I don't remember who specifically, or I would give them the credit, of people that follow the program closely that thought this team had a chance to finish near the top. Now, I don't know that I believe that still, but I certainly don't believe that they're for sure going to finish at the bottom. And that's a testament to playing right now. They're not going to play a ton of good games really the rest of the way. They'll get Incarnate Word, they get Nebraska and Radford before they get into the conference. So they should just cruise right on through. They need to beat Nebraska. And then they get into the Big 12 and we'll find out, but it's certainly a good start. I think, the Nevada win I keep looking back to is a good win. LSU is a good win. They lost the game to Butler, which is unfortunate. I think when the dust settles, we'll look at Wichita State as a pretty good win. And we'll see, and we'll get into conference and away we go. Just kind of looking around the rest of the college basketball landscape last night, I saw Duke, and that class that they have is just remarkable. And John Shire and year one and all of those things. Filipowski is going to be an NBA guy. He checks all the boxes. He looks like he's going to be really, really good basketball player at whatever level it is. Mark Mitchell has his ties to Sunrise Christian, which of course we watch a little bit. I see Duke, Tommy, as a team that probably at the end of the year, and it's going to take some time and they're going to take their lumps, but by the end of the year, I think the way this team's built, the size that it has, the, you know, the leadership and the experience at the guard positions that they have. I think by the end of this thing, Duke's going to be outstanding and a real contender for a national title, even though they've had some missteps early on.
They have a ton of talent.
I mean, it's crazy.
Young talent in Filipowski, Mark Mitchell. But then, yeah, you look at the young talent, and it's awesome. But then the veteran presence in Jeremy Roach and, you know, what he's been able to do for this Duke team, you know, especially last night, he had 22
points. The Granderson dude they brought over, yeah. He was good last night and clutch and, like, kind of steadied the ship for them. They have a lot of pieces that I think are going to fit together really well.
Yep. And, you know, I think I mentioned this when, you know, early in the season when we were previewing the Champions Classic and we were previewing Duke and Kansas and that matchup. This Duke team, the John Shire-led Duke team, will go where Jeremy Roach goes. They have a ton of young talent in Mark Mitchell and Filipowski. We know all of that. But when Jeremy Roach is on, that's when Duke is the best version of themselves. And, you know, I think that we saw that last night against Iowa with his 22 points. Duke, when, you know, they're playing at their best, that means Jeremy Roach is playing at his best.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's almost always the case when you get to late in the season. You need experience at the guard position. And the great teams almost always have it. Duke will. And their young guys are just going to keep getting better, too. They look good. Iowa was a nice story. That was good basketball last night. I really enjoyed all of that. You had Dickie V's return. And look, I'm in on Dickie V, right? His story with all the money he's raised and his quirkiness as a broadcaster, which I have always loved, has now come full circle as he's, you know, fought cancer twice. That was a really nicely done, not too much taking away from the great basketball that was being played broadcast. And I thought ESPN did a really nice job with all of that last night. It was enjoyable to me. Anyway, but I've always been a Dickie V fan. I enjoy his. I enjoy all of them. I like, you know, Rafferty, and I loved John Madden, and I love the guys that add just a little bit of personality and flavor to it. Because when
you're
I'm watching
Bill Walton
a game,
guy too, right?
Absolutely, yes. I want some flavor. I really don't. It depends. I need both. I do need somebody to give me some analysis. I think Jay Billis is great, too. I think he does a great job of blending it. I need some analysis, but the reality is I rarely need somebody to break down zone versus man versus offensive sets as much as I do for somebody to just bring flavor to the experience and entertain it. That's why I think Tony Romo's done a really nice job. He does both. Just give me a little personality. Look, you're young. When you can connect a voice and a guy to a sport like you can with some of these guys, and Dickie V's way out ahead of Bill Walton, by the way. Bill Walton's got his own niche, and I'm with it. I think it's hilarious. I think it's fine. But Dickie V's been synonymous with the sport of college basketball for a long, long time. And I'm really happy he was able to get out there because I think his story now means as much as anything for the fight he's trying to fight off the court. But it was good to see.
Yeah, I have a ton of respect for Dick Vitale and a ton of respect for the work that he's done throughout his entire career. And he seems like a genuinely good guy. That being said, I can't listen to him. I just can't. And I haven't been able to in a while. I'm the opposite of you. I can't do Bill Walton. Rafferty grinds on me. I'm glad that I typically only have to listen to Rafferty, you know, during March Madness. So I would say that, you know, I think the best analyst is Jay Billis and what he brings to the table. Yeah, he might be a little vanilla, but I like that. I don't necessarily need, I feel like the action in basketball is on the court and that's where the excitement should be and not necessarily, you know, the analyst or the broadcaster for that. So, again, I don't want to disparage Dickie V and what he's done for the game of college basketball. He's an icon. He's an ambassador. He's a legend. He's all of that. Ton of respect for him. And, of course, he went through, you know, a big health battle recently. Sure. So, yeah, it's good that he's back. I'm just not a big fan of his style, you know, when he's broadcasting.
I'm team wacky broadcasters. I'm team wacky color guys. I think they add to it.
It's funny to me. Like, I think it's a little ironic that you're on that bandwagon, because I don't listen to you and think you're a wacky broadcaster. Is that, like, do you live vicariously through them?
I would
like, how come you're not more wacky yourself?
I would never be leaned on as a color analyst. I'd be leaned on as a play-by-play guy to help navigate the game anyway. I didn't play, you know, at a level high enough. John Madden is the GOAT of color analyst. He reinvented things in a way and gave you the X's and O's when you needed them, but more often than not, entertained everybody that was watching that game by circling the butt sweat of the offensive linemen. That's the stuff, but it's true. Like, you watch a game, and I can remember, because he and Pat Summerall were on so many Cowboys games during their great dynasty, just because that's, you know, they were the NFC, all that kind of stuff. And I remember watching games, and everybody in the house, if we were at a family function, didn't matter if you were a football fan or not, everybody was watching and entertained by John Madden. And then you also had the diehard football fans. College basketball is certainly not to the level that everybody's watching like the NFL. But if my mom were watching a college basketball game, she would be more into the game because of a colorful analyst like Dick Vitale. I'm watching either way. I don't really care. Yeah, I can watch it on mute if I need to. But I just enjoy anybody that adds something to the broadcast. A stale analyst trying to break down the intricacies of a zone defense when I'm watching on television. It's a little bit different on radio because you do need the visual images. But when I'm watching it, I don't always need somebody to tell me what I'm seeing. I can see it. I need somebody to add something else.
I think you could take a couple of pages from those guys and incorporate a little bit more wackiness in your broadcasts. I don't think that that's out of the question.
I don't think it's.
Look, like, you know, you introduced a dad joke on this program for like a day.
Yeah, I keep forgetting those.
For like a day, and then you stopped doing it. I mean, like, that's the wackiness that I feel like you could incorporate a little bit more.
You and Chad didn't seem as entertained by those as you should be, which should be the reason I tell them more often. I've got a treasure trove of them. I do need to bring that back. I work with a guy, and every day we try and fire one back and forth at the TV station. Every day we try and fire one back and forth to see if we have heard it. There's a line there too of inappropriate joke, because I come from a family of all bets are off when it's a joke. There is no level of inappropriate joke. My mom in church has made plenty of priests blush by the jokes that she'll tell them. So, like, I have to be careful too with what's allowed to be said in dad jokes and what's not. So, yeah, we'll see if we can get dad jokes back. I'll work on that. And I don't know, wackiness to me has to come naturally. I'm not ever gonna fake any of that kind of stuff. All right, let's give something away. Let's do that for the listeners now. 869-1240. Tommy, we've got some Thunder tickets. What are the deets on this?
Yeah, so a big game coming up is December 23rd. It's a Friday night right before Christmas. It's our annual Meet Santa game. So he'll be there to take pictures with the kids and do all of that. So we'll give away a 4-pack of tickets to that game on the 23rd of December at Intrust Bank Arena.
All right, so there's those tickets. We'll also throw in a couple of free iced tea cards from HTO Open West near 13th and Tyler and the grand opening of our East location. You'll see me out there Friday if you want to stop by and say hi at 127th and 21st. You can use those at either location. 4-pack of Thunder tickets, couple of free iced tea cards. We'll do that to the third caller here during the break. Tommy, do you know why the bike fell over?
I don't.
It was too tired. We'll be right back on Sports Daily.
Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.